Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to The Journey. We are not alone. My name is Lady Z, and we have Miss Gigi Adams with us. How are you, Gigi?
Hi, Lady Z. I'm great. Hello, audience. Thank you for tuning in.
We would love to thank everybody who has joined this journey as it increasingly goes across the board out of the United States, and it is now worldwide. We are gaining each week, and I know Gigi and I, that's our point, is we want to reach as many people as we can and help whoever we can. So
yes.
Last week, it was possibly one of the hardest decisions I had to make. I was so unsure if I could go forward with that show. I did not know how in the world I would have the strength to say what I did, and I really was so worried what everyone else was going to think of me. I hid so many things from everyone, and some of them that I hid destroyed me from the inside out. Andre Brenton said, "What one hides is worth neither more nor less than what one finds, and what one hides from oneself is worth neither more or less than what one allows others to find." Bravery is waking up every morning to fight those same demons that exhausted you the night before. I needed to remember that I did not need to care if people liked or approved of me. My success will depend on accountability. I let the feelings of embarrassment and regret cause me to shut out some of the memories in my life. Last week, terrible memories, and it made me realize that I grew since then, and I am now wiser. I had to stop wishing for different and better memories. I have to work with what was available to me. I needed to let go of the resistance and notice what was possible when I accepted this situation. I am now embracing these memories and letting them become the fuel to my fire. The passion inside us is ignited without meaning to do so. I have learned from my past, and that is a huge accomplishment. Someone once said, take only memories and leave only footprints. It took me over 3 years to understand that the past cannot be changed. Opinions don't define your reality. Things will get better with time. Judgments are confessions of character. Overthinking will lead to sadness. Positive thoughts create positive things. The only way you fail is if you quit. Kindness is free and smiles are contagious. But most importantly, what I learned is that what goes around comes around. Please enjoy our first song, Never Ever by All Saints.
How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention? Or did I not give enough attention? Not only your answer to me soon, but I'll tell you never to make the same mistake again. Nothing wrong, no.
Everybody, welcome back. This is Lady Z.
Journey, we are not alone, with Miss Gigi Adams. So last week I left off. Hey, Miss Gigi.
Hello, Lady Z. Going strong there, young lady. I'm ready for this show.
I am stronger this week. Yes, I am stronger this week than I have been in a very long time. Only because I was able to say the words that I said last week and let go of something I've been holding on to for so long.
Better to let it out. And you're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. So, everybody, after he dropped the bomb on me that he had contracted an STD while he was away, I completely disconnected. All I kept thinking was that in a relationship, people should be fully committed. I believe your eyes, ears, and hands should not wander out of that relationship. We had a huge blow-up fight. I would love to say I told him to screw himself and I never wanted to see him, but I didn't. I was in this trance state. I was emotionless. Doesn't randomly take over, and the skies don't become gray out of nowhere. A heart turns cold when it has been treated with coldness for a while. I am telling you, everyone, fear the day a good heart gives up on you because you have pushed them to unimaginable limits. I did not leave him or tell him he couldn't come home. Instead, I was silent, and the pain turned my heart cold. However, there was no way I can scream without the voice. It is very hard to have compassion when someone has cut you that deep. Love is a commitment, not a feeling. We must love each other, even in the moments when we struggle to like each other. Love is given, but it can never be owned. You cannot buy or sell love. It can only be made and consumed. Since love is made, love is actually an illusion of what you believe reality to be. Now, I want to talk about infatuation and love. Because these two feelings may be confusing. They have very similar characteristics and take on almost the same form in the beginning. The main difference is infatuation is filled with expectancy, but unconditional love expects nothing. Infatuation is a short-lived passion, whereas love is a long-lasting, deep affection. We may search for love, but in reality, love is hidden beneath your skin. A heart of gold and a beautiful soul is love. We need to love ourselves. You owe it to yourself to be consistent, disciplined, and stay focused. Happiness isn't pleasure, and pleasure isn't happiness. Empaths are not interested in the kind of happiness that comes at the expense of someone else. You will not find happiness seeking it. happiness comes when you find yourself, that what is meant for you will find you. At this point in the relationship, I knew for sure I was moving into a new house and I was having a baby. Beyond those two events, I didn't see a future. I didn't see a future in my love life, sex life, or family life. I could not see past all of these boxes that have now surrounded me in the entire apartment. I felt like I had no free will because I didn't think I had a choice. I have poor mentality. All I could do was dwell on the past, and I was not growing. I was stagnant, possibly even regressing. A healthy mentality lives in the future and believes that they can grow exponentially. I didn't even see a future, and I had absolutely no self-care to facilitate growth. I didn't love myself anymore. However, guys, we can't wallow in the depths because our brain, it craves action, comfort, and rest. I walked around carrying resentment, hate, and anger. I was always depressed and in a bad mood. But we need to know that bad moods are not a cause from what has happened. They are a direct result of negative and distorted thoughts. The only thoughts that engrossed my mind were the ones he put in my head. Of course, all my thoughts were negative. They were about how I couldn't do this, how fat I was, how useless I was, and the consistent bashing about what a horrible mom I was. My thoughts were distorted because he was the one who was creating my reality. I wasn't living in real life. I was living in this distorted reality inflicted by my narcissist. A narcissist is ignorant, completely wrong, and you cannot understand how anyone could believe the things they are saying. We need to relax and stop guessing what we could have done to make everything right. Why? Because it's impossible to do it with a narcissist. They will always find their own victimizing situation. Stop telling yourself you can fix them. The narcissist has been this way for a very long time and does not intend to change. Don't sacrifice yourself for their rage and hate. You cannot save someone who is destroying you. This is not love. This is rational suicide. Save yourself before it's too late. I would like you to enjoy our next song by Bryce Vine called Problems. Okay, welcome back, everybody. And I believe we, before we go on to the next one, Miss Gigi has some ads she would like to give.
Yes, I do. I'd like to go ahead and give shout out to our supporters, Life Circle 72, Miss B. Simpson. You can find her also on Instagram, support of women's abuse. That's B. Simpson, Life Circle 72. Miss Marshall Woodland. End Homeless Missions. That's End Homeless Missions. And Miss Woodland is a motivational comedian, and she's known AKA as Miss Woody. She's going to try to fill the St. Louis Stadium next year to help to end that homeless mission. So if you guys can stop by and support Miss Woody at End Homeless Mission on Instagram, we would certainly appreciate that. Also, a young lady by Billberg who is selling her oils. I don't have the other link, Zena. If you can give me that one, we'll go ahead and put it in. Her name is Vilbert Doterra, and it's www.mydoterra.com/Vilbert with oils and fragrances that you may be interested in for meditation purposes and whatever purposes that you would like to use them for. Again, that's doterra.com.
Go ahead. The other one for the oils is ashley.love.coop, and that's on Instagram as well, and she sells those oils also, and she has some package deals I do know that she's putting out there in the next couple weeks. So, again, you can follow her on Instagram at Ashley, ashley.love.coop, C-O-O-P. Okay, Miss Gigi.
Okay, and there's only two more. That's Lady Skinner. Her name is Karen Skinner. She sells homotheric body soaps, oils, lotions, anything that you need for any part of your body. So look her up. That's Miss Karen. Karen. She has the Karen Home Products. Look her up. That's Miss Karen Skinner. And she sells all of those body fragrances and stuff. I guess I'm just bumbling on this one. Karen, I know you're going to kill me because I know you're listening. Anyway, Karen Skinner, Lady Skinner, look her up on Instagram with her home health body lotion, soaps, oils, and stuff like that. And also one last one, that's Miss Michelle Moore, who is selling her Avon products online with her Avon store. That's myavon.com/Michelle Moore. So if you could support those businesses, we would really appreciate it because they're supporting us and reaching out to us. So we really thank you for that, Zena.
Yes, thank you. And I do want to, again, just give a special thank you to Life Circle 72 for not only doing the work that they are doing, but also supporting us so significantly and putting us out there for the people that are in their groups. Thank you very much, Miss Bridget. So
kudos.
Now we are in the story, the part of the story where I have only 2 months left of my pregnancy. So I should have been enjoying my pregnancy. However, I was so scared. Stella was throwing me a baby shower and it was getting close. I should have been excited to meet my little girl and have a family. However, excited was the complete opposite feeling I had, and there was no enjoyment or excitement. The fact is that fear keeps us alive because it's one of the most powerful emotions. Emotions are more powerful than thought. This means that fear can overcome even the strongest parts of our intelligence. It is not always obvious where the power lies. We need to remember that there are no feelings that last forever. so you have to enjoy. You need to endure the experience at hand. Stop and identify the space. Me? I really needed to have a strong connection with my mind, body, and heart to release this fear and raise the baby that was about to be here. I had to be thankful that I was here. My heart is beating and my body is breathing. It was almost like I had to find the eye of a hurricane. I was in this catastrophic storm. And if I didn't see some light, even if it was just for 1 second, I was not going to make it through the whole storm. Remembering to be thankful for my life and the simple things were the only things I could do to reach for some light. I had to remind myself how lucky I was for the obvious things that we all take for granted. I had to be thankful for the air that I was breathing. Most just expect air as a commodity of life, but it's not. So when you're so deep down and you feel like you have nothing to be thankful for, you are thankful for being able to think that, because guess what? You're alive. You're here. You can make the changes, but be thankful that you're still here. Remembering to be thankful helped me reach my light. An overabundance of deep-rooted fear and attraction are energy sources that feed our feelings the most of your current energy level. Sit back and think. What do you want and how much do you want it? Consider what you longed for and express what you desire. The things you cannot change must be acknowledged, okay? But things that you can change are your perception, attention, attitude, and intentions. This change will improve the quality of your own energy. I had to remind myself that I was fighting for her, fighting for hope. In a spiritual context, hope means believing things will happen with faith in a higher power. I named her Hope because all I could do was have faith that we would be okay. We would make it through together. And in the end, I would forever have hope. If you go on my page on Instagram at lady_z_23, it would be the first time I have posted a picture of my hope. But I want everybody to see that smile I posted of her, because she is the light. She is my hope, and she will forever be my hope. If something is important and it is worth fighting for, then you know it, because fighting is rarely over something that's unimportant. If you believe you're having a trivial fight, I promise you that there is an underlying reason you are probably not even looking at. I was fighting for her. I will fight for her until the day I die. After the last 2 traumatizing months, I finally wrote my daughter a letter. I didn't know if I was going to make it. I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm going to read the letter I wrote her the night after he left for Florida, after the blow-up fight. A fight that should have been the last one. But I didn't do that. I didn't walk away when I should have. Only to make matters worse in the future. So here's my letter to my baby girl. And just so everybody knows, I go back and forth contemplating if I want to give this to her when she's 18 to just show her. Because we all know as teenagers, you know, girls growing up, you go through a lot, even boys. You get picked on, this and that. And when you're in high school, you feel like it's the end of the world. And this letter right here helps me show her that life is bad. Life is hard. But there are things that can get you through. So here's my letter. As the clock ticks away, here I am listening to every second tick. I'm counting down the seconds until you are here. Honestly, I don't know if I want to meet you or if I just want to try to get some of my life back. this is the hardest journey I've ever taken, and I've walked with most of the fear. When I had your brother, my entire life changed, and I never knew love like I do now. Your brother was the first person I ever truly gave my heart to. I am sure you will be the second. The only difference is it is so hard to give your heart away when you don't want to. I've struggled through many battles. My fear is love. So maybe that's why I'm scared of the future. Is it because I know how much your brother took from me the day he was born? I don't know. I don't know if I will have enough for me. I've battled through for you, and I don't even know you. But my daughter, you're entering a world of pain. And just know, in the darkest of times, that you have helped me through the darkest of mine without even being here. I wish you nothing but the best in life, but know that no matter what you are doing and whatever situation you find yourself in, that it will somehow be okay. Because if you're reading this letter, I made it through. I made it through the hardest and darkest times with only you holding me accountable and keeping me right. I believe we have a caller before I finish this out, but that was my letter to her. Do we have a caller, Miss Gigi? Hello, caller.
Hello,
yes,
hello.
We do. Hello. Yes.
Hi there.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That was. You wrote that?
I wrote that for my daughter. Yes, I did.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful. I mean, you know how it is. You know, we're putting all of our love into our children, right? And they're a reflection of that love, that we have for them. They reflect that love. They're a reflection of our love. When they go out into the world, like, you know, kids are, they may not be so helpful around the house, maybe, but when they go to other people's places, they are just angels, right?
I'll take that over, you know, the phone calls home saying that, you know, they act the way they do at home.
Well, you know, it's like this. I mean, I've noticed that little girls want to be the center of their daddy's world. That's the whole thing, is getting daddy's attention, you know. And I think a lot of little girls are invisible to their daddies, if you ask me.
I'm not going to say you're wrong. As I said in the past, he did not want this child. It didn't matter. And at the end of the day, she is the best thing in the world that has ever happened to me. She saved my life.
That's beautiful. And it's through the actions of love that things continue on. Because love is an action. It's something that people do. Now, a lot of times people are selfish, you know. They don't want to give their time or anything to someone else, you know, when somebody else could be making an appeal to your compassionate side.
I was saying, you know, I was afraid to give her my heart. I really was. I was scared, but there was no stopping it once she was here.
No stop signs, huh? See, that's the way it works. So once your bowels of compassion are open, now you're experiencing the flow of love, whereas before you weren't. So, yeah, understandable.
Well, I appreciate your phone call, and thank you for all of your support. I would definitely encourage you to continue listening, and please continue to call in, because this is what we need to do. We need to show everybody out there that, A, there's a way out, and that on the other side, life is beautiful, and you can still love, even though you feel like you can't.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. Please call back, and I look forward to you continue listening.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
So, as I said, that was the letter that I wrote my daughter, and I have come to realize. Now, I went back and I read this. I knew I had written it for her, but I had never really gone back and read it. I knew that I was in a dark place, and I knew it was something when I wrote it that I wanted to give her. So I was going back and forth. But at the end of the day, throughout such a dark time. She was my hope. For the rest of my life, she will always be my hope. When I didn't realize I needed to be saved, she saved me. When I didn't realize that my heart had turned so cold and I believed that I could never love someone else, she made me realize I had no idea how much love I could give. When I wanted to give up and cave to all the intimidation, hope was my drive to fight for my life. Have faith and there will be hope. Hope will guide you through the darkest road and bring you out to the light. And this is what my hope did. And she gave me the power to do all of this. So please enjoy the next song, which actually she loves so much. It's called Hope by the Chainsmokers. Okay, everybody, welcome back. And just so we're clear, that was Love for Me because she's my hope. I'm just kidding. I love that song, though. And actually, I do have on my YouTube page, I have a video posted of her. She wasn't even walking yet. She was crawling. And when that beat dropped, she started headbanging. So that was quite funny. So anyways, let's go back to the story. And at this point, I'm in my third trimester. Everything hurts, and I feel like I'm dying. So I'm at the point where, honestly, guys, I didn't even want to put pants on or get my Shamu ass out of that bed. Tedious as far as moving, setting up the house, and nesting for a new baby. However, I did not have to deal with much abuse as far as him being here. After the whole thing blew up, he was gone for work in Florida. While he was there, he got a phone call, and he wound up getting a job in New Orleans. And it didn't schedule him back until 2 weeks before the due date. This was a double-edged sword, because I really didn't even want to look at him, but there was so much to do. I still had so much to pack. He did say that he would be back for the baby shower. I have no idea why, because he made it very clear that he was not attending and wanted no part to do with it. he was not coming and picking up the gifts. He wasn't going to unload or anything, help set up. So anyways, as I packed up the house, I was so overwhelmed. We all know there is only one person to call. I couldn't do it alone, so I called Stella. Stella, by the next day, was climbing counters and was packing everything with me. She would hand it to me, and I'd pack it into the boxes. Now, on a side note, that might make you laugh, that was the day I learned that ramekins are not called dippy cups. I asked her to hand me the dippy cups, and she looked at me like I was crazy. So she taught me that they were ramekins. Stella is not only coordinating my baby shower, but she is now taking over the move because it was too much for me. When I say coordinating the baby shower, I mean planning it and dragging me to register for the gifts I should be getting. This was such a nightmare. I promise you, I thought she was going to kill me. And by the end of it, I thought her son was going to kill me. Because he wasn't at the age where he could be left home alone, and he got dragged along this. And now looking back, I was being so ridiculous and bitchy about everything. I honestly don't know how she didn't kill me. It was so horrific that Stella took on the responsibility of registering me alone because I was so belligerent. I know everybody's singing this, and I just want to acknowledge, I know I am very lucky to have her in my life, and I am eternally grateful for everything she has done. With Stella's help, we packed up the house, and when he returned for the baby shower, he was supposed to move everything. Well, that was the plan, I thought. But before he came to the house, he drove to his storage unit by his mom's house in a different state. He got his couches, dining room table, coffee tables, washer, dryer, lawn equipment, and outside furniture. Any big, important piece of furniture other than that I had brought and my kids' bedrooms that my mom had designed and set up was all of his furniture. He had come back somewhere in the middle of the night. He was with a friend from work, and guess what? They were both high. All of a sudden, they started moving the boxes. I wasn't dealing with this at 3 a.m, so I stayed in bed and tried to ignore the ridiculous noise going on in the next room. When I woke up, no one was at the apartment, and everything was moved out. Well, everything except the furniture. Now, at this point, I didn't know he went to the storage unit because we had never talked about definitely leaving my furniture. We had a conversation, but I was not all about it. I didn't agree. I thought that the conversation was left unresolved. Well, the narcissist doesn't even care about the conversation and wouldn't even realize if there was a resolution. The narcissist is going to do what they want no matter how anyone else feels. Honestly, because no one can have feelings besides them. The conversation does not hold any meaning. So I got in the car and I drove to the house. What happened? Why were my boxes only moved? Why was the furniture not moved? I got into the house, and when I walked in, where both of them passed out on his couches, and his coffee table, there were 4 beers. I just looked around like, what the hell? Now, you will understand later on in my future shows on why I refer to this as his couch, his table. He made sure that anything he owned prior to our relationship was his. And anything that we owned after our relationship was his. Nothing was mine, but at least the stuff that I owned before him was mine. And that's why he left it. So at this point, I'm just walking around, and I saw all of his furniture. However, I was over it. I was just happy that everything was there to start unpacking. I only had 1 month to go before the baby. I just wanted to be done with all of this. Any expecting parent knows what nesting is. Between just nesting and legitimately having to redo everything because you just moved on top of nesting. I go back to New Orleans and was scheduled back home about 2 weeks from them. And Stella and I unpacked the bedroom, the kitchen, and set up for the baby. We did have to load some things into the attic, which is another funny story because there's a non-month pregnant woman trying to load a Christmas tree up with Stella, and I guess I pushed too hard. It's really not funny. She went over the top and wound up getting caught in between two of the 2x4s, and she was stuck. So, I find some humor in the things that I have to because it was such a hard time. But anyways, so when he got back, he did the garage and anything to keep him busy as long as he was far away from taking care of me. Over the next 2 weeks, when he was supposed to be home helping me, he kept leaving to go on a job for a day here or 2 days there out of state. The baby was coming, and I needed somebody to be with me if I went into labor. I had my son. What if it was just me and him when it happened? Since my lovely magician was pulling disappearing acts again when I needed him, I had to call my parents and my aunt. I was in labor with my daughter for almost 2 weeks. When the labor and the trips to the hospital started, I needed somebody. He would show back up randomly and leave just as quickly. I go to the doctors and we set up a date for the baby to be induced, if she has not decided to grace the world with her presence by then. I told him the date that I was being induced, and his exact words were, "I don't know if I really want to hear all of that screaming and yelling. I'm not in the mood. Can't you do what my ex did and I come see her after she's born?" Now, I've spoken about this previously in other shows, but he has never let his ex-wife live down the fact that his lazy ass didn't get to the hospital in time. Now, he is telling me that this is what he wanted, completely disconnected and just going through the motions. So I just stared at him when he said that. About 2 mornings later, after that, he decides to leave the state. On his way out the door for this job, he had the audacity to turn around and say, "Don't have that baby without me. Call me if anything happens." I just looked at him and thought, "I didn't think you were in the mood to hear all that screaming." Well, unfortunately, days went by and hope did not come. So it is about 3 days out from the day I'm being induced, and he asked if I thought he could work the day that I was going into the hospital. I said, "I'm having the baby that day." This dumbass's response was, "Well, what if she doesn't come?" I responded by asking him if he even knew what it meant to be induced. Well, the uneducated, self-centered fool did not. I had to explain to him what this was and that this was happening for real, and he could be there or not, but the baby was coming on this day. So, on April 23rd, 2018, I leave for the hospital, my journey with my baby. Please enjoy our next song, PYT by Michael Jackson.
Never take it to the
Okay, everybody, welcome back. And I believe, Ms. Gigi, do you have some questions that were on the other side? Gigi? Did I lose you? Oh, I think I might have lost
you.
Hello? Oh, there you go. There you
go. Okay, yeah. I wanted to make a comment to you personally because I'm really proud of you, like I said before, all the time that I listen to your commentaries and your open book story of your life. And I wanted to say that you are a woman of substance and that you have courage. And I really appreciate your courage because you have learned how to overcome tough times in your life. You've learned how to pursue your goals because you stand up for what you believe in. And you never give up on your virtues and your values. So I say keep your head high, Lady Z. Keep on moving forward and keep on encouraging women who are really listening to you and reaching out to you. That's what I had to say tonight before we sign off for tonight. And also don't forget about Miss Woody, a.k.a. Miss Woody, her name is Marshall Woodland. Again, I'd like to reinsert that in Homeless Mission now because she is really trying to help end the homeless mission by filling up the St. Louis Stadium. With people that will be filled to capacity. People will get money for each of their plights when she does this. And she's also registered with the World Book Guinness. And if you can support her, stop by her page, Miss Marshall Woodland, a.k.a. Miss Woody. Back to you, Zena.
Thank you very much, Miss Gigi. Like I say every time you say keep my head up, we all know that you are the person who gave me the strength to start this when I was in fear. And I know that I've never said this, but I mean, I know everybody out there who's living it. You sit there and you're like, oh, there's just, it's not for me. That's not possible. I can't get out. I could never speak up. Well, that's how I felt. And that's what I thought, but you can. And if I can give someone the strength that Miss Gigi gave me to understand, not only can you speak up about it, but you can get out and stay out, and the life on the other side is happy and much better. That's our goal. We want to reach you,
exactly.
And we want you.
I said exactly.
We want to reach you, and we want you to become just as strong and just keep following that journey, that path that you're on, because we are all on this journey together. But each of us are on our own private journey because no one will know your own personal struggles. We may be on the same journey, but our paths do vary a little. Instead of seeing the past as a mistake, think of it as a step in your journey. Your mistakes do not define you. If you cannot find the right words to express your feelings, rearrange the ones you know until you can you empower yourself with the knowledge by looking inside yourself. You will be able to clearly communicate how you feel. While improving the quality of circumstances in life, you will find spiritual fulfillment and enrichment. Do not wait to feel the lack in a relationship. Life is not about how long it is, but how good it is. That is what matters. Life is a one-time offer, so live it to your fullest. Never let the darkness or negativity come out, and it will drown out the darkness. You must give yourself internal reinforcement and provide for yourself. You need time. Time gives you space to think. Time is our greatest healer and our worst nightmare. However, composure is the essence of our soul, and patience is so important. Sometime to one of my very close friends, this is so important. I didn't understand it. I really didn't, and I'm finally starting to click with it. Sometimes you need to let go of who you think you are. Because maybe, just maybe, you have become everything you are not. So walking away now allows you to find out who you were really meant to be. Everyone, as you move forward through the week, I want you to approach life with wonder and curiosity. Give yourself space to feel, time to breathe, and make yourself the source of your own peace and comfort. Each time you breathe, you create a more peaceful environment for your feelings and thoughts. And that is what I had for tonight. Tonight was an exciting show for me. I think it was more exciting because I didn't have anything I was hiding anymore. At the end of last week's show, I felt this release. It was amazing. I was done hiding. I was done feeling so horrible, and it gave me peace. So you really need to connect with your feelings, with your thoughts, and just forget about where you are or who you've become or who you think you're meant to be or the mold you're supposed to fit into. And just think about yourself. What will make you happy for that second? Do something for that second that makes you happy. But love yourself and keep your composure. Have patience. What you deserve will come your way when it's time. Miss Gigi, did you have anything you would like to say for the rest of the night?
Well, I think you said it all, but I will just back up what you said about loving yourself. It's very important to know that self-love is the most important thing in the world, and that will be your stepping stone for the rest of your days of your life. If you can come out of the past and put a lid on that darkness and move forward, it's the first foot forward that takes you to the first step in your life to improve yourself, to go forward, to have happiness, to move into a direction that you need to be in. So I don't have anything really much else to say other than that, because of the fact that I'm really appreciative of you having the courage, as I had said before, to come on this show and to express yourself, to reach out. And with that, there's nothing really left to say because you've said it all, Lady B. And I hope that everyone has a beautiful night. And I hope that you mask up, help flatten the curve, and take care of each other and yourselves.
Thank you so much, Miss Gigi. Everybody out there, honestly, have a great week. Let it go. And just, like I said, approach this week with innocence and curiosity about yourself. I am so happy to be able to join you this Sunday with a much better attitude, a much better handle on giving you this show, because I'm done with the fear. I'm over it. And I'm accepting the good and the bad that happened to me. Have a great week. I hope everybody has a very happy Sunday. May it be prosperous and fruitful for you. Bye, Miss Gigi. Have a great night.
Bye, Lady Z. Bye, audience. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.